One of the issues, clinical issue related to Herceptin, is whether to continue Herceptin in the face of clinical progression, switching chemotherapeutic agents, as you talked about. Can you talk about the paper that you wrote looking at patients from the pivotal trial and addressing that issue?
Yes, this was mostly a clinical observation paper, and as you said, this was from the crossover trial from the pivotal Herceptin study. So in this study, patients were randomized to either chemotherapy alone or chemotherapy plus Herceptin, and they were allowed to cross over on progression. So even the group of patients that were getting chemotherapy plus Herceptin could cross over to Herceptin with another chemotherapy. A few got it in combination with hormonal therapy. And we simply looked at the outcomes of these patients. Now, it's important to recognize that this study was really an expanded access, almost a compassionate use study. So it did not have built into it scans at a regular time. It didn't have the rigorous follow-up of a regular clinical trial. So we looked at the data retrospectively and had a very conservative estimate of the response rate. In other words, if patients did not have data from a scan or from physical exams, we would not classify them as a responder. And what we found in this study is that 11% of patients were classified as having a real response by the investigator in the group of patients who were already on Herceptin. So these would be patients who got Herceptin beyond progression.
So these are patients who are progressing on Herceptin plus chemo, continue to Herceptin and switch the chemo and had responses.
That's correct. And in the group that was not on Herceptin originally, just got chemo alone and crossed over to Herceptin plus chemo, the response rate was 14%, which is similar to what Coblay and colleagues reported in a chemotherapy pretreated group of patients. Now, this study showed us that there is some activity and that we didn't see any safety issues, but what it doesn't tell us is what is the independent contribution of Herceptin in this situation. And this really is only going to be answered with randomized trials that takes patients progressing on Herceptin and randomizes them to a chemotherapy only and or chemotherapy plus Herceptin.